Rock. Scott, we just, of course, had a phone call from Cyndi Lauper, and I have someone else on the phone who'd like to speak with you. Now, he's from New Jersey, but that's not where he is right now. I'll give you a clue as to where he is.
Hawaii 5-0.
He's in Hawaii. He's now, in Honolulu.
Well, right? I'm mad at whoever it is.
He's in Hollywood.
Hello,
he's
whoever
making
it
a
is.
Television show. Hey, he's
who's this?
The remake.
Who is this? Who is this? Talk to us. Diamond David Lee and Scott Mune right here. Who are you talking? You're talking to the eye of the storm right here at the anniversary party. What is on your mind, bro?
Hey, Dave, this is John Bon Jovi.
John, how you doing?
That's
your Johnny. Yeah.
You're in New York City.
No, don't you even know it, huh?
And you're supposed to be here, and you're in Hawaii.
That's right.
Yeah. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps. I find I'm king of the hill, and that I'm top of the heap. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. New York, New York.
Hey, get down with your bad self. You and Run DMC, you know?
Yeah.
You guys are too bad.
He's going to do a
Happy
record.
Happy birthday, Scott. So you guys are 20 years old, huh?
Yeah, thanks, John. Well, actually, you know, you shared some years with us.
Absolutely.
And then now we're having a birthday party, and you live so close in New Jersey, but now you're in Hawaii, so, I mean, that doesn't make sense, so you owe us a visit.
Well, you guys got the master ceremonies up there. David is
live in front of your naked, steaming eyes, direct from Hollywood after 8 months of no work.
To the party. And, you know, I'm sure he's taking care of you real well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, David's getting ready to...
That's right. We got the black light on. We got the incense burning.
The incense is burning.
The innocent villagers are rallying even now as I look out the door there. Say hello, everybody. Yeah.
Say hello to Bon Jovi. He can hear you.
All right.
Yeah, the crowd's responding.
You can hear it through the glass. This is better than the California earthquake. John, what are you doing these days?
We just finished the tour. The tour that wouldn't end, you know? I mean, it was 15 months of glorified, rocking and rolling.
You did get around. You went down to Australia, to Japan, everywhere, right?
Yeah, we finished the last leg up, and on the Jersey Pike, you know, we ended up in Australia.
But bro, did you sell any records? Yeah! Congratulations, John. Say hello to everybody else in the band, too.
Yeah, next time I see them, you know, I think they're under the wave.
Well, we look forward to you
coming home, John. I tell you that. Because everybody loves you, and it's not just America, and it's not just now because you went around the world, but
and it's not
just New Jersey anymore either.
And it's not just a puppy love, John. It's a real solid.
Speaking of the puppy, how's my dog? Good, there's my doggy.
Gina, right. Say hello to John for us.
There you go.
Hi, John.
Ooh. Hi, baby.
And is it a real substantial love we have there, baby?
Very substantial.
New York, is it a substantial love we have for John Bon Jovi? Yeah!
David, Jesus.
Boy, it's heartfelt, babe.
David Roth, I could see you being the mayor of New York City. That would be big.
Hey, guess what?
What's that?
John, the mayor is coming over later on the show, so you brought him.
And we're going to talk.
I know it.
He's going to run again for office. I think this is the 12th time or whatever it is. Well, I'll find out from him. We got to get to him to have some more free concerts in the park, and then everything will be all right.
Yeah,
I love you calling us.
I wish we could do one of those shows.
John, you want to do a show in the park?
Yeah, it'd be great.
I got a new band, man. You want to make a thing?
What's the matter with your old band?
No, it's the same band. It's just new. You know, until 5 years, it's new for 5 years. And then,
David,
you know, it's
like... You guys, it would be big. I'm telling you, it'd be great.
Is anybody out there interested in seeing the Diamond Dave Gang and John Bon Jovi playing out in the park? They're tearing the memorabilia off the walls, man.
Hey, I'm gonna ask David, John. I'm gonna ask him about since he comes here and he loves the city and everything. But really, he's always talking about California girls. Thanks a lot for you calling us. I'm gonna quiz him about the California girls versus New York girls.
There really is no contest there, because see, California is just like somebody tilted the map to the left and everybody loose and unscrewed down rolled into Los Angeles, and half of them came from New York.
That's what I was gonna say. There are no California girls. They all came from somewhere else.
Exactly. Nobody's really.
So
a
you
native.
Wanna be a star, huh,
that's,
baby?
That's right.
I'm gonna make you a star. Yeah. Hey, John, come see us when you come home.
I will, Scott. So happy birthday again. You guys have been great and big supporters. We appreciate it.
Keep the baby faith. Yeah, John, right. Good to hear from you. Sing us happy birthday. We want to hear at least 12 bars of happy birthday.
Wait a minute. I just heard over the phone that Cindy Lauper was
singing.
I heard that Cindy Lauper was singing happy birthday.
Yeah.
That, to me, is like, you know, that's about as big as you get. I don't think I could.
Yeah, nobody. No, you can't follow Cindy Lauper's happy birthday.
No.
You wouldn't want to do that one because if you got an imagination.
John, we should sing it together. Would you sing it together with me?
Big, David.
All right, here we go. On four. Okay. As all great songs start on four. Here we go. One, two, three, and four.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
WNEW.
Happy birthday to you.
Let's hear it! Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Keep
That's
your day job, man. Anyway.
You guys beat Cindy Lauper topper there. John, stay well. Hey, take a dip in the surf for us, will you?
Oh, man, I'm going to roll over right now. It's great.
And David needs two tickets, and I only need one. Send us two round trippers, and we'll meet you out in Hawaii, okay?
You got it.
Here we go.
Okay.
For the big ones, for the big waves, ride the wild surfs. Let's hear it for John Bon Jovi.
All right, for John Bon Jovi.
Happy birthday, guys.
And for the girls everywhere, a song.
With Scott Muni and David Lee Roth live from the Hard Rock as we celebrate our 20th anniversary over 102.7 WNEW FM in just a few moments.
Project wishing 102.7 WNEW FM in New York a happy 20th anniversary.
Thank you very much. David Lee Roth is our guest live.
Live in front of your naked. Let's hear it out there. Let's hear it.
Oh, you're going to hear it because Carol Miller is down there right now.
Let's hear it for Carol Miller.
Carol has some questions.
Yep, I'm here.
From some fans down there.
We have the questions.
Yeah, but first, I got a question. First of all, hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Carol. How have you been?
I'm okay. And, Dave, you look marvelous. Dave is not wearing spandex today, by the way. He's got jeans on.
There you go. Here we are. Yeah, something new. We're firing up for the new tour and the new album and everything, Carol.
That's my question. What is the title of the new album?
Skyscraper.
What does that mean?
Oh, man, when you're scraping sky, when you're reaching out, when you're trying, when you're up there, when you're just rubbing, the only thing on top of you is the sky. That's what it's all about. And that, to me, is a very rock and roll kind of thing, you know? And the album is going to be coming out probably between Christmas, New Year's, a little Christmas, New Year's present. Although I find New Year's a little more appealing of a holiday. Personally, that's just personally. Who likes New Year's Eve around here? Is that it?
I think everybody does.
There they are. They're falling down. Yeah. But,
all right. Dave, we got some people here who have questions for you. Intellectual questions.
We have the answers.
Okay. First of all, who are we talking to?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How
Kathy.
You doing?
This is Low Dave.
New York.
And what's your question for Dave?
What's your question?
Well, I just wanted to tell you I'm here with my brother, Michael, and my cousin, Don. And they don't like you, but I love you. Woo! I love your buns.
Well,
I just
honey,
want to tell you
the buns.
Well, honey,
okay.
I'm going to tell you, they are fools. They are
now,
fools.
I just have one question. Is it true that... Hello? Okay, is it true you only like California girls?
No, not at all. As you know, we're a very international conglomerate kind of thing here, you know.
Okay.
That's why I'm in the hotbed of all the activity. This is where all the heat and the light comes from. This is New York, man.
Okay.
This is the Big Apple. I'm ready to burrow right into the core. You want to go with me, honey?
All right, Kathy, it's nice that you think for yourself, too.
It's all right, Kathy.
And we love you.
All right, we got another question here.
Let's hear it for love.
Who are we talking to right now?
Hi, Dave. It's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm great. I'm great, Lori.
You look it from here.
Woo!
Anyway, I'd like to know, if you choose your own clothes, do you have a personal designer? Do you get what you want?
Well, you know, as my naked, shivering body lays beneath the cracked and peeling ceiling of a Holiday Inn out there on the road, these inspirations seem to descend from the heavens, you know? And then I set up. I got a wonderful lady, Melissa Daniels, who's going to, put the clothes together. She has for all the videos in the past, and et cetera, et cetera. But it's a question, you know, rock and roll is an incorporation of a variety of things. You can see a picture of a shoe here, a picture of a pair of pants there, and you can mix it all together. And as long as it has the right spirit, boom, you got rock and roll.
And it's a great job, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your question.
Woo!
So, Dave, one more from me. One more question from me. The new album.
Yeah.
Is it a rock album?
Absolutely rock. 138 beats a minute. We have a surgically implanted rock and roll beat up here, you know, and it's just this impenetrable, invulnerable spirit. That's what we deal with here. It's rockin'er, rockin'er, rockin'er than ever.
All right.
Now the...
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Carol
you,
Miller.
Carol.
Thank you, hon.
Let's
Carol's going to be with us
Miller,
at the party.
Yeah.
Now, my question, when do we get the album? I mean, stop talking about it. When are we going to have it?
Coming up between Christmas and New Year's, we tentative right for the New Year's Eve release. We're going to kick off the year in big, fat, steaming style. That's
Sounds
what it's all about.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, well, it's open running then. You know, we want to start off the new year. We've been in the studio for the last 8 months, you know, doing the 7-day-a-week grind. It's like, it's like being in a submarine, you know. You sit there over the knobs and the dials on the console for hours and hours, bathed in that little green video glow. And it's like, after a while, after programming all the knobs and the buttons enough, it seems like you should be able to push a go button and something should explode out in the parking lot. And that's what you got come New Year's Eve.
All right, I'll tell you what. Now, hey, Delsner, you got to go? Ronnie Delsner's
here. Yeah,
I've got to
get out of here.
So he's going to book the album, and then he'll book the tour after.
No, no, wait a minute. He's going to play Broadway. I got an idea. He's going to sit there with a bottle of bourbon and just talk for half an hour. He's great.
Well, no, no.
He's the Groucho Marx of the 80s, you know that. And
you don't
brilliant.
Know that he's done an audition and passed. So he's coming to work at NEWFM. That's where he belongs.
Not only that, this guy's a
You got nothing to do.
Scott, what
Come
if
on,
we,
you're through with the album.
Well, what if we did a radio show? Would anybody out there listen to us?
Yes,
See,
Uh-oh.
There you go.
You got an intelligent crowd out there, Dave.
There you
I mean,
go,
you know,
baby.
A lot of phys ed majors out there.
That's
well,
right.
We got the
well,
job anyway.
The Dave Gang crowd, yeah.
Metal
well,
shop.
You never know. You know, radio means a lot to me. Radio, the equivalent.
Metal shop.
That's right.
Yeah.
The equivalent of, WNEW that we had back in L.A. was KPPC, you know, the first and only real underground
what
station.
What happened to them?
Well, they folded under the wave, man. They folded right under your surfboard, Scott.
Well, as long as you're playing the role of the DJ today, old buddy, you get to play the DJ.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
man.
you're gonna do some music. So just, I love this. I'm gonna go sit back over here.
Well, you know,
this.
I used to.
Oh, your show. Go
I used to jog, but I had to quit because the ice cubes kept falling out of my glass. And I'll tell you something, that's life.
I didn't think it was worthwhile.
roll myself up in a big ball and fly.
We'll be back with more of Scott Muni live from the Hard Rock Cafe with his guest David Lee Roth. And coming up shortly, Mayor Koch, WNEW-FM's 20th birthday celebration. But first, here's Valerie Seagraves and Shadow Traffic. Hi, Val.
Well, hi and good afternoon. And it's not such a good afternoon on the roadways. We have problems all over.